Hello, everyone, and welcome to Thrifters Villa, a podcast for resellers and entrepreneurs. I'm Daniela.
And I'm Lori, and today we are spilling the tea on all of those underrated brands that you should be on the lookout for while outsourcing.
These brands, of course, are based off of our experiences as a clothing seller, but it may spark some interest for you to try out a brand that you've typically passed by.
For some reason, these topics are always super interesting to me, sometimes even more so than Bolo ones, you know, because they're the sleeper things, the dark horses, you know? So let's head over to the table.
I felt like in that intro, you know, when YouTubers say, this is for entertainment purposes only. That was what I was trying to say, but podcast version. This podcast is for entertainment purposes only.
Right?
Take this as like the Bible.
Exactly. Yes. This is just, and we even just kind of came up with some quick brands. We're probably missing approximately 375 on the list, you know, and we're going to try to do this in under an hour. So that's going to be tricky as well.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just kind of our experience in, like I said, we're probably missing some, but we'll throw out these brands. We can look at how many we've sold, what our prices have been, ballpark, and maybe give a little of our own commentary on it. Some of the brands here I've never sold.
And same with me.
That we've kind of come up with. So yeah, all right, let's get into it.
Well, let's do it. First, I want to say one thing, Lori, before we get this episode started. I'd like to dedicate this episode to my daddy because today is his 3-year anniversary of passing. So that's
what I would love to do that. Yes. We're going to dedicate. What's your dad's name, Daniela?
Carmelo.
Oh, come on now. Can we dedicate every video to him so we can just say his name? Yes.
That's what I'm going to dedicate this to because today is the day that he passed and we're recording and we had a nice day today with my family and Lori is very nice and accommodating. We're recording this much later than usual, but.
Oh my gosh. It's the absolute least I could do.
Well, thank you. So we're just going to get right into it. The first brand is a brand I have never sold, but Lori sold it so many times.
Really?
And yeah, I've never picked it up and I've never sold it. Okay. I know.
Lori's. I'm just pulling up my sold. So I just, because I want to be, yeah.
Prepared. Lori just made a face at me. Like, what do you mean you've never sold this brand? Well, this brand is Garnet Hill. And Lori has talked about Garnet Hill many times in her videos. If you watch her YouTube videos, it is definitely a brand that she picks up when she's at the bins. Do you pick it up when you're at Savers or a Goodwill or something?
I pick it up everywhere. I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 solds for Garnet Hill.
Are there specific styles that you think do better or like a specific type of clothing, a category?
Well, the two that was sold for the most, one was Eileen Fisher for Garnet Hill, and it was a viscose jersey dress. That was the first piece I sold. It was new with tag. It was one of the very few dresses that I bought at the retail location in New Hampshire. I really struggle in that place. $55 that sold for, and then I had another dress that sold for $59. It was like a gauzy maxi dress, really beautiful. So it looks like I'm doing okay with their dresses. I sold a shirt dress for $30, which is the lowest selling price. Wait, let me go to the, oh no, I take that back. I recently sold a cashmere cardigan for $24. And that was like the lowest price on anything that I've ever sold. A few sweaters I have sold, looking here quickly, were alpaca. Two of the sweaters were alpaca. So what I'm noticing, it's all really beautiful fabric, right? Yeah, there's organic cotton, there's cashmere, alpaca, wool. It's all that sort of stuff. I pick it up. I've been fussier about it recently. I feel like it's slowed down for me recently. Mm-hmm. But also if I'm looking at the pieces that sold, the ones that sold for a higher price kind of early on in my reselling were also just straight up better pieces. So I think that's probably why they sold for a higher price. But no, I think of, I was just talking about this in my clubhouse room with my over 40 crew. Mm. And I was saying how they remind me of like a Sundance brand. Mm-hmm. Is it Sundance? Yeah.
Would you say almost comparable to like a Coldwater Creek too? Or no?
Not so much. I feel like it's a little hipper, like Sundry and Sundance and Soft Surroundings. I think it's even like a little, I think I would put that at the top of those four. Excuse me?
Kind of like a Lag and Looky kind of brand.
Kind of like a Lag and Looky. I would say on the mature side, but not quite like we think of like Chico's and Coldwater Creek. You know what I mean? So maybe
like a J. Jill?
I would take this over J. Jill, but yes, like I think people will get the idea of what it is. So Garnet Hill is definitely a brand I am on the lookout for. I've been leaving the more plain things behind, but if you can find something that's, you know, that great fabric or has a fun design to it, I would give it a go.
Their tag is an olive green, like a dark green, a gray.
I want to say it's like a cream colored tag.
And it's all caps, I think. Garnet Hill is in all caps.
Gosh, Lucky is just like, can you hear him in the background?
It's okay. My cat was running back and forth for the longest time, and she's finally decided to just lay down.
She's just resting out. I'm not sure about the tag.
I want to say I know that the Garnet Hill, I believe, is in all caps, but the color, it might vary too.
It's just like anything. I'm sure it's been through some different, let me just see here.
You're both in here.
Just like a cream colored tag, and in this particular sweater says Garnet Hill, just you know, very plain lettering in green.
All right,
yeah,
that's what it is. So Garnet Hill, Lori's
a fan. I'm a fan
to pick up. I have no experience, so I can't say anything, but the next
I don't think I have any available. Like, I mean, let me, you know, in my Poshmark closet, so I think that's kind of a good sign.
It is.
I don't have a lot of it sitting.
That's good. Mm-hmm. That is good. The next brand we both have experience with, and that is L.L. Bean. I guess we should note that Garnet Hill and L.L. Bean are brands that are semi-local to both
local
of us.
To us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So L.L. Bean is Maine, and Garnet Hill is also Maine?
New Hampshire, I believe. New Hampshire. Yeah. And I lied. I have three available. I have a shirt dress available, a cozy like a long ribbed cardigan, and some suede boots made in Spain that are all still available.
I didn't realize that they made shoes, but that would make sense.
Yeah, very nice. Yes. Yeah, so L.L. Bean is definitely a favorite of mine. I like to carry local stuff though. So I definitely feel connected to L.L. Bean.
I think that there's a big following in the vintage community when it comes to L.L. Bean, like L.L. Bean sweaters, like the grandpa looking sweaters, grandma sweaters, that chunky knit, the funky designs and stuff, the wool pieces. Like, I feel like when I think of L.L. Bean, those are the things that I always look for if I'm looking at L.L. Bean, but also the bean boots, you know, the L.L. Bean boots.
Of course.
Those are big. Any type of rain boot really by L.L. Bean or snow boot is worth picking up. I'm looking right now on Poshmark. I've sold two sweaters by L.L. Bean. They were both vintage. One sold for $35 and I paid $1. It was a bins pickup. And then another one sold for $55 and that was $4 at Savers. And then I sold L.L. Bean brown leather woven clogs and I sold those for $45. So that was pretty good. And I currently have one L.L. Bean pair of rain boots, like ankle
available.
Yep, available right now. I don't pick it up too often only because it's typically priced high here in my thrift stores. So it's hard for me to pick up pieces. Mm-hmm. But if I were to find it at the bins or if I were at Salvation Army and the price was good, then I would absolutely
grab it. For me, I probably pass on 7 L.L. Bean pieces before I pick one up because I see it a lot.
Yeah.
But I've sold 24 pieces from L.L. Bean. And I've sold quite a variety from robes to fleece, bathing suits, down puffers. I love I prefer the Wicked Good slippers. They're moccasin slippers. Yes. They are by far my favorite slipper I've ever owned. I've said this before. I've owned UGG slippers, the moccasin style, and their Wicked Good slippers are wicked good, people. anytime I see them in good condition, I grab them regardless of the season, because I've purchased them and I think they retail for $79. They're a great Christmas gift. And L.L. Bean usually sends out their catalog with like a 20% off coupon, you know, like in October for the holidays. And I always get so mad at myself if I don't buy a pair of slippers for someone because they're the best. I've sold kids wear, a lot of bags from them. A couple sling backpacks, one sold for 35 and then one like almost like the shape of a kidney bean sold for 38. One of my very favorite pieces that I found from them, and I sold it fast. I think I had it listed for like $75. It was an L.L. Bean classic buffalo plaid day backpack.
Ooh.
And it was like vintage. It was so cool. So it was the red and black buffalo plaid with leather trim. It sold for $50. Nice. And I also sold a vintage tweed, like you said, some vintage stuff really does well. It was a tweed and leather backpack that sold for $50 as well. And both a couple of these pieces I've gotten like in the luggage section of Savers that I love to check out. Another thing to be on the lookout for, are their fleece lined denim.
Okay.
Fleece lined, and then sometimes flannel lined with like a plaid check. They're really good for men in the winter. They're expensive on their website, and their denim really holds up. They're down pieces. I've sold raincoats. So in like classic plaid stuff, but I pass on a lot of like women's, I don't pick up women's button down L.L. Bean anything or their pants generally because I don't like to list pants.
Yeah.
And they're just usually like kind of plain khakis. I'm sure people could get money for them. It's just not something that brings me joy. Yeah. So I pass on those a lot. But yeah, I think it's just the one thing about L.L. Bean is it's great quality.
Yeah, it's true.
And what's another tip for L.L. Bean? Oh, the main bins. The main Goodwill outlet is located not too far from Freeport, which is L.L. Bean headquarters. And they get a ton of L.L. Bean. I don't know if they're returns, if they're overstocks, damaged items and stuff like that. So I've often pick up some nice stuff, but you just have to look it over really carefully because sometimes they have like their slash through them.
Yeah.
You know, there a lot of them are damaged, but I've picked up a few things from that location that have sold very well.
I was thinking when you were saying backpacks, when I was younger, I want to say when I was in middle school or high school, L.L. Bean backpacks were a big deal. And if you had L.L. Bean backpack, like you were the elite because
you got them like monogrammed.
Yeah. Like you were cool. I never had one, but like you were
me neither. Cool. It was pricey. I have a really fun L.L. Bean story. Do you want to hear it?
Yes. Tell me.
If I say it real quickly. So when L.L. Bean, they used to be open 24 hours a day. I'm sure with COVID they're not, but they like didn't close. And so where I went to college, I was in like southeastern Massachusetts. And one night, like one of us had a car and we were like, you guys want to drive to L.L. Bean? It was like 3.5 hours away. And we were just like stupid college students.
Yeah.
And we were like, let's go to L.L. Bean. We're like, all right, we get there and it's like midnight and it's dead in there. And I like put a mountain bike on my credit card and had it like shipped to campus. Like a
what?
Oh my God. Like off, like the mountain bikes were just kind of coming in. So we're talking, I graduated from college in 1995. So it's probably 94, 93. And And actually I was dating Jay at the time. And I think we did it twice. And the second time we're like, we're picking you up. We're going to L.L. Bean. That's what we did for fun when we were really bored. Clearly there was no party that night.
So funny. I didn't know L.L. Bean was open 24 hours.
They used to be. So you could go anytime. They would close like on Christmas and Easter. And they also had this 100% guarantee return until people started to abuse it.
Don't they still have it though on their shoes?
I'm sure there are parts that they still honor. I don't really know exactly what their policy is now. I know that they've tightened it up a bit. Like at American Girl, we used to take things back and then we finally put like a 3-year timeline on it. Like if it's older than 3 years, we have the right to refuse, you know, but like they were just one of those companies with just crazy good customer service.
Like Nordstrom. Nordstrom used to take everything too.
Mm-hmm.
That's another company.
Yeah.
The next brand I love to pick up and sell as of recently, and that is Zara. And I think that there are a lot of Zara pieces that you shouldn't pick up. 100% they exist. the basic tees. Not all the jeans are created equal. There are different variations of Zara, so that Zara has lots of different lines. And they're not all equal, right? Some are more expensive than others. There are blogger favorites, but I just think finding a Zara piece and researching it and learning how to look up the style and seeing if it's something that is hot, right? That people are searching for. I just think it's fun. It's like one of those brands that's really fun to research. And a lot of their styles mimic what a lot of luxury brands are putting out there. So you kind of get a good idea of what's in and what's not in. And I've had really good luck selling Zara over the last year. I've just really like dove deep into Zara this, honestly, the last 6 months. I've really dove into it and just tried to understand the brand more because I think it's fun. It's a fun brand.
I really love a lot of Zara pieces too. I haven't like studied Zara. So like, do you know the levels? Like one is your highest or like Trafalik? Am I saying that right?
Trafalik. I don't really pick that one up. I don't really pick that one up. Once in a while, TRF, I guess is like the abbreviation for it. Mm-hmm. I pick up a lot of Zara Women's. Mm-hmm. Zara Women line is the most expensive.
Is it? Okay. Yeah, I wasn't sure.
Considered most expensive. And then just like the plain Zara.
So okay.
Plain Zara, then there's Zara Women. And Zara Women tend to be more of the blogger favorites, although there are some others that are, you know, that are blogger favorites that are not part of the women's line. They're just part of the Zara line.
Okay.
But Zara Women typically will have a higher resale value.
Okay.
It's like prestigious in the Zara line, right? Like in the tiers. I would say this is from my personal experience. I have sold 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 12, 15, 18, 20. I have sold 22 Zara pieces since I started reselling on Poshmark. When was the sale? Okay. So March 27, 2019 was my first Zara sale. So it's been about 2 years. And I've sold, what did I say, 22?
Yeah, I've sold 22 as well.
Oh,
what I've noticed about, but I have Zara pieces that are some of like my lowest selling prices. Like,
so I have some
dollars for a jean jacket, $12, $19 for jeans. But then I'll have like, for me, their jackets.
Yes.
And, you know, I have like recently sold this amazing Zara Mandarin collar embroidered velvet. That sold like in a day. It sold within hours for $85. And then I sold another blogger fave plaid oversized shirt jacket that sold for $90, a blazer for $45, but then another blazer, like a wool leopard for $68, boots for $80. But then their basics just are very like,
I agree,
$25 or less.
Yep. I think their shoes, some of their shoe styles do really well because they're hip, they're modern, people are looking for them. I have similar experience with jackets and jumpsuits. So I just sold this weekend, Zara Mom Fit straight leg jeans, sold them for $35. I paid $5. Like that's a good flip, you know, and it's in style. I sold also 2 weeks ago, a crop velour leopard blazer, $45, a white long denim jumpsuit, $50. What's another good one here? I sold, Zara quilted platform leather sandals. They were new at Tag. Those sold for $50.
Those sound pretty.
Yeah, they were nice. They were my size too, but I didn't keep them.
proud of you.
Zara wooden, clogs are coming. They have, I guess it's a comeback for clogs, sold for $35. The jackets of what I've sold the most. So I have a Zara coat that had like floral embroidery on the top. It was beautiful, sold for $75. A powder blue vegan leather moto jacket sold for
$85. Wow.
A leather moto biker trench coat sold for $70. So coats, leather.
Definitely the outerwear is great.
Yeah. And the shirts, it depends if they're like a blogger favorite between the $35 to $45 range, but the more basic ones, $15, $21, $7.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 20, yeah. Like, I have a lot of, but sometimes I feel like when Zara stuff is hot, it sells so fast.
It does.
It does. I have a few pieces that just flew out. And I don't know the brand all that well. So for me, sometimes it's a surprise. Aren't they in
Connecticut? Isn't Zara in Connecticut?
I don't know.
I think they are. I think they have a corporate or a warehouse or something in Connecticut.
I still have some amazing pieces with those.
Oh, with flipping. Your tags on it that you need to get off.
Them off. I'm ready to throw the whole bag in the trash, Daniela.
So
I mean, I can't deal anymore.
How are you going to get, you have to get those tags off.
I have taken years off my life trying to get those tags off. I've bought two magnets. I've took a flame to it. I'm done. I used a hammer. I'm not joking. I have this one. It's a blogger favorite. It's a padded rhinestone headband.
Ooh.
And I got it at Salvation Army when I got all that stuff. And I have it listed for $50, which is crazy because so many had sold. Mm-hmm. Guess how many likes I have on it?
54.
61.
Ooh, it's close.
61 likes. And I've offered as low as 30 with discounted shipping.
No bite.
And it hasn't sold. See, now this is something, if I were you, this would have been relisted by now.
Mm-hmm. Or you could cross-list that to eBay Mercari.
Yeah, I don't know, because this is kind of an older listing, so I'm not sure. I had a piece that just sold this week for $15, and I featured it in a video that I did with Quenby, the Grateful Queen, not this past February, last February. We did like a Valentine's Day thing.
Oh, I remember that.
You remember? And Angie modeled some stuff for me. And it's this adorable. It's an adorable cropped sweatshirt, crew neck with like padded, like a pleated sleeves, kind of feminine looking. And then it says love in sequins. And like when you swipe it one way, they're pink. When you swipe it the other way, they're blue. New with tag. And I could not sell this thing to save my life. And somebody sent me a $15 offer. And you know, when offers come in and there's literally a slew of how many times you've sent offers out, it's like embarrassing.
Yeah. So I'm just going to accept it at this point.
I do. When I see that come back and I see that I've sent out like 13 offers, I'm like, we need to put this piece out of its misery. Like, just let's end this for this poor article of clothing. But it was adorable. It was like a mystery to me. I probably had a price of like $30 and it was new with tag.
Yeah.
I sold it for $15 this week.
Well, you win some, you lose some.
Ciao, Bella.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
Let's move on to the next one. It is Michael by Michael Kors. And I know, I think I've talked about it before, but I have really good luck with Michael by Michael Kors. I also have luck with just Michael Kors, the Made in Italy brand, but I don't typically sell that myself. I usually send that off to the RealReal. Oh, yeah. But Michael by Michael Kors, specifically shoes and handbags. I don't pick up clothing. Once in a great while, I will pick up a clothing piece that is Michael by Michael Kors, only because it's unique and the price is right. Like, it's got to be, like, I have one pair of these funky trouser pants that I picked up. They had like zippers and chains, and it was like very gothic, and it was just fun, which I sold. But for the most part, all of my solds here are handbags and shoes. When it comes to Michael and Michael Kors,
I am not a fan. I'm not drawn to any of the branded stuff.
Yeah. Well, the stuff I'm selling is not, let me see. Is any of it branded?
I'm clearly not a Michael Kors fan. I have only sold 4 pieces and I've only listed 5. And the 5th one is the one made in Italy. And I think it's the coolest piece.
Yeah.
It's like a linen mini skirt and it has 2 leather trimmed pockets, but the inside of the pockets are exposed. They have like clear plastic over them. That was the coolest piece, I think, out of the 4 items that I've sold. And that has been sitting forever. That's the nicest quality one that I have.
Huh. I've sold 27 pieces.
Wow.
But 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7 of them were my own. No, 8 of them were my own pieces that I had in my closet.
Mm-hmm.
Everything else I've sold, let's see, they're all leather handbags. None of them with monograms. They're just the plain leather. All the shoes, let's see, there's 1, 2, 4 pairs of boots. 1 pair of heels, which did not sell well, so for $25. I do have 1 monogram piece. This is from the bins. So Michael Kors silver monogram travel makeup bag, sold that for $23. I sold a purple snakeskin trench coat that I got at the bins for $45.
Mm-hmm.
My best Michael Kors sale, I have 2. One is Michael Kors cobalt blue Hamilton extra large weekender bag. If you find the Hamilton XL weekender bag, that is money. People will pay upwards to $200, $250 for it.
Mm-hmm.
It's large. It's like It's a luggage piece, basically. It's a carry-on. Cool. That I sold for $192. And then I bought a pair of Michael Kors Felix Leopard trainer sneakers. They had a platform wedge to them, sold them for $80. Anything leopard, typically with Michael Kors, anything leopard really anywhere does really well.
I love leopard.
Me too. So I think, and I sold another pair of shoes, 55. I just think it depends on the style and how in it is, right? Like yeah. how it is. Well, but everything else is leather.
It's good to note also that I feel like you have been a big fan of Michael Kors for a very long time and you pick it up all the time, much like we're going to talk a little bit about Free People and me. Yeah. I think when you like something and you're buying it all the time, you just have more selection. So then you end up selling more of it.
Yep.
And that's where it gets tricky to say, well, is this a good seller or do I just happen to sell more?
Yep.
And I'm not saying, I'm saying it about any brand
yeah.
because it's something I like. So I pick it up all the time. So that increases my odds that I'm going to sell it.
Yeah.
Someone else may only have, like I'm saying, I don't sell Michael Kors, but I don't offer Michael Kors.
Right.
You know yeah. what I mean? So yeah, it's kind of interesting. And that's why it's so interesting to see what works for different people.
It's true. And the only thing out of this entire list of what I've said is the Hamilton extra large weekender bag. If anyone finds that, that is worth money. Whether you sell it on Poshmark, eBay, it doesn't matter. That is one that you should add to your list of things to look out for when it comes to Michael Kors. I found mm-hmm. it at one time and never found it again.
Yeah. I sold the Jet Set leather tote bag.
Oh, yeah.
I mm-hmm. just featured this last week on my Instagram stories. And ironically, it was nothing that I purchased because it was in a mystery box. It was in like the luxury bags from ThredUp.
Yep.
That Hope managed to like get two of them and sent a box to me. And yeah, so that sold for $85. And I was saying that I would have never listed it that high had I not looked at the comps. And this was another bag that the Jet Set bag.
Yes, Jet Set. I've sold that.
Obviously the prices varied, but I mean, in general, that was something that held its value. So
yeah, and it has a following, like a lot of the brands we're going to talk about, they all have their own followings. Yeah. Again,
I mean, I think when you say Michael Kors and you can even compare it to like a Coach, there yeah. are so many Coach things that I would never pick up.
Same.
But then there are so many things that I would like die to pick up. That's like something that, you know, I would buy over and over. I would pay up for. So
yep.
within every brand, there are definitely things you would, you know, as from a reselling perspective, leave behind or pick yeah. up.
There's always limitations and
absolutely.
Exceptions and limitations exist in every brand.
Absolutely.
The okay. next brand we're just going to briefly touch upon is Eloqui. And I know we've talked about Torrid before. I think in the last episode or the episode before we talked about Torrid. And I think Eloqui is a good brand to look into if you want to carry more plus size, only because they have a lot of business wear, but like fun, hip modern looking business wear, like leopard prints and florals and like just something fun to wear in the office. And I think I like Eloqui because I work in an office kind of thing more so than Torrid. Torrid has more of a casual vibe to it. They do have some dressier things, but it's definitely more on the casual side.
Sure.
Where Eloqui, I feel like when I find a lot of dresses, I find a lot of skirts. I've sourced Eloqui on Poshmark before to sell. The material and the make of it is not the best, but it's affordable and it's nice for a plus size line. Every piece that I've sold four pieces of Eloqui, and I have two that are still available in my closet. They've all sold between $30 and $45. So you're not gonna make a ton of money on it, but that's
good. A respectable return.
Yes,
yeah.
It is,
but absolutely. So I've never sold it, never bought it, never sold it.
It's usually priced up in the thrift store. So it's hard for me to pick it up. I sourced some online and that's what's been doing really well for me right now. I've sourced some on Poshmark that was new with Tag. So that was nice. Mm-hmm. But every time I see it in the thrift store, usually it's dresses and they're like $19.99. And at that point I can't pick it up because that's just okay. way too high for me to.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
it's a good brand to know about. I'll have to look out for that.
Yeah. Perfect.
I feel like dresses are selling better now too.
Yeah, they are. They absolutely mm-hmm. are. I'm looking for dresses for myself right now. So.
So I have Anthony's graduation next week. I have no idea what I'm going to wear.
Well, hopefully the weather's nice.
I hope so. Nice it's on Mother's Day.
The next brand we're going to talk about is Crocs. And now I don't have a ton of experience with Crocs, but I do know that Crocs has a following. The Crocs that I have, so I've sold two pairs of Crocs that I owned myself and they sold very quickly. And then the other two pairs of Crocs that I've sold, I picked up at Salvation Army. They were 99 cents. They were the tag that was 99 cents. And one was men's golf shoes, which I had no idea Crocs made, and I sold them for $35, which I thought was pretty impressive when it comes to Crocs. The Croc Patricia leopard print wedge.
The wedges go well.
Yeah, I sold them for $30, so yeah. I don't know if that's good or not, but I sold it for $30. And then my own pair of Crocs that I bought, I think I don't even know where I bought them at DSW or something. I sold them for $20, which I think was more than what I paid for them. So
that's great. That's great.
Yeah. So I think it's a brand that people like.
It's not a household name. You know what I mean? Everybody knows Crocs. I feel like every kid, speaking from a mom's perspective, yeah. every kid goes through a Crocs phase. I mean, my kids were little when Crocs first came on the scene. And damn, if we didn't have every freaking gibbet
that would fit.
You have no idea, Daniela. You have no idea that the lengths I went to find gibbets for my kids. I've sold 16 pairs of Crocs.
Oh, wow.
100%. They've just all sold. However, 99% of the Crocs that I've purchased have been purchased at the bins, maybe 85%. So I always just like, I look at them and I'm like, they're going to go for $15 to $20 and I'm fine with that because they weigh nothing. So they probably cost less than a dollar for me. They are often overlooked at the bins. They clean up so easily.
Yeah.
I mean, you can literally just soak them in your sink. And yeah, the most I've sold a pair of boots, faux fur boots for $40, but something tells me that was part of a bundle. If my memory serves me, it was about 2 years ago. I've sold some wedge boots.
Okay.
They only sold for $25. I've sold some Mickey Mouse ones. Those sold for $30, just navy blue there. Most of the stuff I pick up is the classic. I've sold Elsa and Anna, Frozen, little girl ones for a size 12, 13 for $22. Some little boots, like lemon colored. They look like rain boots for $32.
That's not bad.
Yeah. No, I mean, they're totally respectable. And I mean, when you think in terms of the bins too, like,
yeah,
I may spend $40 in a visit. And if I can flip two pairs of Crocs for $20, to think that Crocs can like pay for the chunk of a whole visit, you know? And I know like my kids went through when they were little and then middle school came along and they were like, oh my gosh, burn every pair of Crocs in the house. Like then they couldn't be seen in Crocs. And then I'll never forget, it was Angie's junior year and she ran track and she's like, Mom, we're all getting Crocs for track. For like after practice, we all want white Crocs. And it was like a thing in high school, a lot of the athletes were getting Crocs for like after practice, they'd slip on and they would buy all the same color for the team.
That's so funny. So when I was in high school, it was the Adidas sandal.
The slides.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's what was cool. I had two pairs, one with the white stripes, one with the pink stripes.
Yes. I mean, I think Adidas and Nike slides are still cool. I just think they liked the Crocs because they were quirky. You know what I mean?
They're different. They're different.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Crocs, that's something.
I wouldn't spend a lot of money on them though.
Oh no, I wouldn't either.
I mean, unless you run your comps and it's like,
it's like a Post Malone Croc situation.
Oh dear God. Yes. Then you can empty your wallet.
Yeah. You can pay however much you want.
I have to look. Let's just look up Post Malone. Look it up.
I have no idea what they're even reselling for. When they first came out, it was crazy, but I don't know what they're reselling for now.
They're listed for $189. The black ones and then some pinks, $119, $150.
All right, then.
Holy Moses, these old ones, because he's had a couple releases, $240.
Wow.
Even their gibbets, the Crocs, like three little gibbets, $80 listed.
Wow.
But wait a second, we need to see what they're actually selling for.
That's crazy.
$110, $125, $100.
Well, they're keeping their value for the most part.
Yeah, $190. Holy Moses. Holy Malone.
Right? Holy Malone is right. That's insane.
I freaking love Post Malone. All right. This is on my bucket list. I want a pair of these.
Soul, like, where does it say Post Malone anywhere in the Croc where you'd be able to No, it's a
It says Posty Co. Let me just see.
I'm curious.
But you know what? The soul of it almost is different than the normal. I'm not seeing Post Malone anywhere on here. It's got to be.
I'm sure it's somewhere.
It's probably on the inner soul, you know?
That's my guess too. Anyway, Post Malone Crocs. Be on the lookout.
Oh, there's an M where the croc is.
Yeah.
Okay. So, you know, on the side, the little circle that has like the cartoon of a crocodile, on one shoe, it is a P, and on the other shoe, it's an M.
There you go. Post Malone. That's how you can identify it. So yeah.
Wouldn't that Crocs be fun?
The next brand we're going to talk about is Fossil. And I just love Fossil handbags.
I love Fossil as well. Handbags, clutches, totes.
Watches.
Watches. Yep. I sold one of their watches before. I feel like I pass on some of their older stuff. I feel like they have, although who knows, because the stuff I pass on is very like Y2K looking, which might be a mistake. Maybe people are liking those now, but.
Maybe. I sold a Fossil scarf and like a knitted crocheted scarf I got at the bins for $25.
Wow.
Yeah. It's pretty impressive, right?
Yeah. Especially considering it probably cost a dime at the bins. Yeah,
exactly. But most of the things I've sold by Fossil, I've sold 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I've sold 15 items. One was my own, the rest of all leather handbags. And they've all sold between $45 and $85.
That's awesome. That's really good. Yeah. I don't have those kind of numbers. I've sold 8 Fossil items. A belt for 15, a watch for 20, one like a crossbody origami. It had little origamis on it.
Ooh.
Sold for $58, and that sold fast. I remember that. I have some canvas bags that sold. $58 is the most. Mine's more like 25, 30, but I haven't had like any showstopper pieces. And then I have I just recently picked up, I haven't even shared it in my haul videos yet, but it's a metallic zip wallet. I got it in Waltham.
Oh, nice.
And it was like $7 new with tag.
Yeah.
But the comps weren't fantastic on it, but I paid $7.7. And I think, I don't know, it's listed for 40. It will probably sell around 30. So it's not going to be a huge profit margin, but not bad.
Yeah, I just think it's a great household name brand again. Like it's known, they sell it at Macy's. It's a brand that everyone kind of has access to. And their leather pieces are really great. The quality is really great on Fossil. So
I feel like it's very similar to me to like a Lucky brand.
Yeah. It's a good
But they're comparison. More known for their bags and their leather pieces, you know?
That's a good comparison though.
I but feel kind like of the same vibe.
Yeah, absolutely. The next brand we're going to talk about is Vineyard Vines. I know people have mixed feelings when it comes to Vineyard Vines. I personally have had decent luck selling Vineyard Vines. Three of my highest sales for Vineyard Vines have been, one was a Fair Isle cashmere mock neck sweater. I sold that for $65. A Vineyard Vines silk maxi dress sold for $55. And the other piece that I sold was a funnel neck sweater. It was a cashmere wool blend, sold that for $45. So, but the other pieces I've sold from Vineyard Vines have been between the $25 and $30 range. So it does vary. But I think, material, fabric content kind of plays a role.
Right. I'm just trying to think 4, 8, 12, 16, 20, 24. I mean, I've sold like 25 pieces.
That's good. More than me.
I think the frustration with me with Vineyard Vines is I was a mom who paid retail on Vineyard Vines for years. Yeah. And again, my kids woke up one day and decided they didn't want to be preppy anymore.
Like Vineyard Vines, Mom.
And so I think a lot of the stuff that I sell, I purchased. I would spend $90 on a Shep shirt and now I can't get 30 for it. And it just infuriates me. Yeah. So I'm a little bitter towards the brand. But I still pick it up. I think I just had a piece in a recent haul. Do you want to know the most expensive thing that's ever sold for me from Vineyard Vines?
What is it?
Was a boy's navy blue blazer, sold full price, a wool blend blazer size 18 for $85.
Wow.
I was completely freaking blown away by that.
That's crazy. Sale.
Yeah. I remember cause I picked it up at Savers. And I do pick up boys' blazers. And ironically, my mother-in-law was here today and my nephew is making his first communion and his older brother needs a blazer, but he needs like a size 16. And my sister-in-law, Jill, can't find them right now. Hmm. Like I don't know. Or maybe she just doesn't want to pay what you have to pay. Because I remember getting like a Navy Ralph Lauren for one of my boys' confirmations, or I think it was their first communion. And it was like $100 at Macy's, you know, they're expensive. So when I see them, usually Ralph Lauren, Vineyard Vines, Tommy Hilfiger, those are the brands that I'll pick up. And then I have two in my closet right now, if anybody needs one.
Right. This is,
I don't have it priced at $85, but that just blew me away.
Yeah. That's a really high sale, but it's a good one.
But I also think that here in New England, when people get married on Nantucket or the Vineyard or the Cape, there are a ton of weddings with the navy blue blazers and khakis. And so if you're going, if you're attending a wedding in New England in the summer, that is like the uniform.
It is. It is. You're right. And this would be the time of year where that kind of stuff sells. I don't think the traditional Vineyard Vines pieces that once sold are the things that people are looking for. Like you said, like, I just don't think that's it. I think more of the nautical pieces, a lot of the maxi dresses. And again, if it's a cashmere wool blend type thing, we'll probably.
Yes. The good quality. I have 1, 2, 3. I have 5 freaking Shep shirts available in my closet right now. And the most expense, the highest price, I have them priced between $32 and $45. One at $45, 3 at $40, and 1 at $32, which is kind of random why they're all different prices like that. But they don't sell. The Shep shirts were the thing. Oh my gosh. My
Plato's Closet has them for really high too. Like if you walk through Plato's Closet, the Shep shirts are like 30. 25, 40.
I don't, but like 30.
I don't know if they sell.
And that's my listing price. Like if someone sent me a $25 offer, I'd probably take it, but it's like, I have 5 of them. You know what I love to pick up? I will say my favorite thing to pick up for Vineyard Vines are their pajama pants with the whales.
Okay. Yeah.
I've sold quite a few of those. I only have one available right now. But they're fun because again, the lounge pants are usually pretty cheap when you're shopping. So I can pick them up for like $3. I sold one pair for $35 and another pair for $32. Yeah.
Good. That's a good
price. So I guess I've only sold 2, but yeah, for north of $30, when you pick them up, it's like 10 times your money on the sale. So I do like to pick those up.
That is a good one.
Yeah.
The next one is a brand that Lori's never sold before, but I have, and they're both bins pickups, and it's Linda Allard. Sometimes you'll see Linda Allard with Ellen Tracy. So Ellen Tracy, you can find at TJ Maxx, Marshalls. Okay. I don't know if it's sold anywhere else, but usually it's a collaboration. It's Linda Allard and Ellen Tracy. And I've sold coats by both of these brand, by this brand. The first one was a Linda Allard Ellen Tracy leopard print blazer. It sold for $50, picked it up at the bins, and it's a size 16. So that did really well. That sold within 2 days of me listing it. And I was shocked and I was like, oh, maybe I should pay more attention when I see this brand because I didn't really think anything of it. I want to say, I don't know the history of this brand, but I want to say that this collaboration in particular is like I wouldn't say it's higher end, but it's in that designer realm. Maybe in previous, I don't think it's anything current right now. I don't know much about the brand, but anyway. And then I also sold.
I've never even heard of it.
Yeah. I've found New Hampshire bins. That's where I found both of these pieces. The next piece I found was a Linda Allard, Ellen Tracy red silk trench coat. And I just loved this coat. I just thought it was beautiful from the second I saw it, and it sold for $55. And I think I paid $3 for it.
That's awesome.
So I don't know. I probably should have done a little research on Linda Allard before I started talking about it, but I don't know much about it except that I know some consignment stores sell it. And I always see it with Ellen Tracy. So that's all I know.
Interesting. Yeah. I like Ellen Tracy. I don't pick it up to sell. I pick it up at the bins, but I find that when I am at TJ Maxx, I've looked at a lot of pieces that I thought were cute that were Ellen Tracy.
I like Ellen Tracy. I have Ellen Tracy items for myself that I pick up at TJ Maxx and Marshalls.
Yeah, yeah.
But yes, I wouldn't pick it up to resell just Ellen Tracy, but the Linda Allard Ellen Tracy, yes, I would.
Interesting. That's interesting. I'll have to keep my eyes open. All right. The next brand is Clarks, which... I'm kind of excited. I've never really looked at my Clarks number. So I'm glad that you put this brand on the list, Daniela, because
love Clarks.
They're pretty good.
Yeah. I love Clarks. I like Clarks for myself. Never mind. Like, I just think it's a great shoe.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Yeah, it's such a quality shoe. I think for me, I'm just... I was talking to a friend today about how I don't really pick up Keen, or I'm not excited to pick up Keen shoes. And I think for me, like Columbia, Keen, this Merrill. Chick is not an outdoor girl, you yeah. know? So I don't know why L.L. Bean has my heart, maybe because it's just L.L. Bean and close, but yeah. anytime it's like a comfort shoe, I'm just not excited by it. Yeah. But Clarks also makes shoes that are also fashionable. Absolutely. So when you can have that combination of the quality with the comfort and the fashion, those are the pieces that I love to pick up. Same. And they have an artisan line, mm-hmm. which can also get some money. But yeah, and I just, my most exciting Clarks piece that I ever got was just my most recent pickup, where they did a collab with Pendleton, which I didn't even know mm-hmm. they ever did. And it was a pair of Clarks boots with like the wool Pendleton Southwest fabric inlaid, and they were new without tag. So I'm like obsessed with those right yeah. now, but they haven't sold yet because I have them priced high.
I have them priced high too. I would definitely have priced high. I've had 8 Clark sales, but my 2 recent Clark sales have been boots. One was the Lucette Holly ankle high snow boot. And it's literally a heeled snow boot because some people wear heels, I guess, in the snow. I don't, yeah. but some people might. And they sold for $50 and they were kind of beat up. And that was a Salvation Army find. And then the last piece that I picked up that sold $58, it was the Clarks Trace Glow ankle boots. And these are really cool. They were suede in the front and leather in the back. And they had a little tie front and a little tiny square heel, and yeah, that was a good one. I only got 3 stars. Why did I get a 3-star rating on this?
You're like, listen, people.
This is brand new. Oh, she didn't like my packaging. Sorry.
Oh, it's fine. Fussy. Yeah. I've sold 8 as well, and a variety. I've sold like little Western heel boots, some ballet flats. That was my lowest selling price at $19. Ankle boots, wedge boots. The most recent pair that I sold, I was not very excited about. I bought them at a $1 sale. So not at the bins, just at a local thrift that has like this section where everything's $1.
Yep.
And they were this distressed leather mule, but the distressing came in it was like black and red. I don't know. They were a black and red, like graffiti looking, not graffiti, just
interesting,
inky looking. I don't know. Anyways. Yeah. I paid $1 and I thought, you know, we'll see. And they sold for $30. That made me happy.
Good.
Yeah. Clarks. I recently picked up a really cute pair of shoes that I did feature in my haul last week. They're called the Ellis May Black Leather Wool Mary Jane Heel. Ooh. Picture like what you would see like on a pinup girl,
yep.
the Mary Jane heel.
Yep.
The front part is all black. And then the heel part is like a gray wool with the Mary Jane around the ankle. And then around the toe on the base, it's like a rose gold or like a copper looking paint on the bottom. They were just so cute. And I walked by them at least 10 times. And I kept saying, they're Clarks, they're heels. It's out of season, blah, blah, blah. So I'm like, I have to look up the comps on these. So I looked them up. And the comps were between $50 and $65.
Wow.
And the shoes were just $4.99. And I was like, I'm so glad I looked up the comps on these because they're adorable. They're probably going to sit for a little while, but I didn't care. They were so, so cute. I just listed them today. Actually, I have them listed for $60. So we'll see how they do.
Yeah. That sounds really pretty.
They're really cute.
Moral of the story. Don't overlook Clarks.
Check the comps. Cause I mean, there's probably a million pairs out there.
Well, I feel like their sandals probably don't do as good as their boots. Their Oxfords do well. Clearly some Mary Janes do well too. But I feel like the sandals, you probably, especially like the soft line, they have different lines as well as other brands have. So you do want to look it up. But for the most part, Clarks is.
I mean, ironically, my sandals sold for $49.
Oh, there you go. Mine are, my sold between like 28 and 30. So not great, but not awful.
But these were wedge. These were like a little bit. But yeah, there's just so many. But yeah, don't sleep on that brand as a whole.
Yes, I agree. The next one we're going to talk about is the Sac. And the only reason why I started picking up this brand was because of Lori.
Really?
Yes.
Oh.
That is the only reason why I started picking it up. And I'm glad I did. And I've only picked up, I mean, they only sell handbags, right? Handbags and wallets.
As far as I know, yes.
So all the pieces I've picked up have sold between $35 and $60, and I have five pieces that I've sold. I don't have any available right now.
Okay. I don't know what I have here. Why do I not have any Sac brands?
You definitely have sold some.
I've definitely sold them, right?
Yes. My favorite the Sac piece that I purchased it's called the Tobacco Floral Embossed Leather Backpack. And this was beautiful. And I don't know if you can see this, Lori. Can you see that?
Oh, that is gorgeous.
It is so pretty. It sold for $60. As soon as I saw it, I was like, I need to buy this. It has this pretty embossed pattern on the front. It was just a really nice backpack. That was kind of like what hooked me with the Sac. I was like, oh, I should definitely look at more pieces.
Okay. I have nothing that's showing up under the brand. Don't you love when Poshmark does this?
I don't understand why Poshmark does this. I don't understand why.
Does it happen to you as well?
Yes. I don't understand why I go into brands and I search something, it doesn't come up and I know it's in my closet or I know I've sold it. Why? Yeah. Poshmark, if you can give us an answer, if you are listening, that would be great.
Yeah. It's just so bizarre. I'm like, I know I've sold. I mean, I can sit here and look through every bag that I've sold, but then our podcast would go till midnight. So why don't we move on to the next brand? I do love the Sac. I'm just going to scroll through some solds just while we're chatting and see if something comes up.
The next one is a brand I have never sold. Lori has, and she mentioned it, and it is Burton.
Oh, I have to pay attention then if it's my brand.
Yes.
I love selling Burton. Burton is like a ski brand. Mm. I find a lot of this at the Goodwill outlet as well. Yeah. But it's just one of those brands that I sell a lot of men's Burton stuff. So I probably should qualify that. But I just want to look up here.
Would you say Burton like snowsuits, snow pants?
Yes. I think my highest selling Burton piece was a snow jacket and it sold on eBay. Oh, I don't want to be quoted, but I want to say it was like 130, something like that. Yeah. Funny enough, all but one item that I've sold for Burton have been men's. So I sold a women's jacket for $59, although that looks kind of unisex and it's got the brick background. So that's like 2.5 years old, but like a t-shirt for 28, a jacket for 37. They're just quick flips. I just sold, I sold two Burton pieces. I don't typically sell this much, but I sold two Burton pieces in the past week or two. I got a Czech plaid laptop case. Okay. Very random with like lime green and red. I think I got it at the Bins, sold for $22. A pair of board shorts for men, $18, but it was a really quick flip. So not like the highest return, but I feel like it's just a brand that nobody really ever talks about. And when I see it and it's decent, I'm pretty confident it will sell. I do have a military style women's like winter coat that I have listed for $110 that has not sold. I should probably lower that price. And I should also look at my listings on eBay because I do feel like this brand is probably a little stronger on eBay.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. I feel like eBay has a bigger Burton following. And Mercari might too. Mercari might have a Burton following as well, but we just don't really list a Mercari that much. So
I also sold this, was it Burton? It was like a vintage Burton. Oh, yeah, it had like almost like an Aztec print on it. I think that also sold on eBay. They have some really cool pieces, but yeah, they're like a lot of snowboarders like Burton.
I feel like anything with Aztec pattern always does well. It really
does. Right? Brand. Yes, I would agree.
Aztec patterns are big. This next brand, I can't even count how many things I've sold. by this brand.
Oh my gosh, I can't either.
Because it would take forever for me to count it all, but it is Free People. And I know people might be sitting there saying, why are we mentioning Free People? Like, it might be a gimme to some people, and other people might have completely, I don't know, given up on this brand, right? But I will say, I will be honest, there are certain things I will not pick up that are Free People anymore. Like, I just, if I scroll all the way down to like my first sales of Free People, they're low, $13, $18. They're not great. Mm-hmm. $8. As I have grown as a reseller, I have learned what works when it comes to Free People and what I should be looking for.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, that has been Free People shoes. It has been very specific dresses that they have. There are some sweaters that are obviously quality piece sweaters, whether it be mohair, angora, you know, all that kind of stuff. And I will on occasion pick up some Free People jeans. They just have to be the right style.
Yeah.
They can't be just any Free People jean.
Yeah. I've had some Free People stuff sit for a long time. I feel like this is such a can of worms, this brand. And I'm sorry that I mentioned it because, I think this is a case, like we said, with your Michael Kors, I pick up a ton of it. So I sell a lot of it. I actually like their tops more than, I think I've maybe sold one pair of Free People shoes.
I love Free People shoes. That's my favorite thing. Cause I just sold two pairs. One is a Free People Velvet Cecile ankle boot. And it was in like this magenta, bright magenta color. I think it was in one of my haul videos, $75.
Awesome.
I paid 13, like worth it. And then Free People Loveland black suede ankle boots. They were completely destroyed. I buffed them out the best I could. $60. So
that's great.
Their shoes definitely have a. But
where are you finding them at the thrift, or are you like hand selecting them? Because I've never found them at the thrift. Or maybe
consignment and Nordstrom Rack.
Okay. I feel like that's more of a retail arbitrage thing.
I've only done one retail arbitrage. For Free People. Just one. The rest, and one online sourcing. The rest have been consignment and Savers.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. So my very first Free People sale ever was a pair of shoes, but they were new with tag, and I got them at TJ Maxx, and they were like snake eye loafers. They were kind of funky looking. They sold for $49. Yeah, I just pick their stuff up all the time. I've been slowing down in the sense that I don't buy like button down much from them anymore. I'm looking at a couple pieces that sold a long time ago. I don't pick up anything that's a contour fit from them, which I used to, because they do sell, or they did sell, some like bodycon dresses, mm-hmm. which I don't pick up anymore just because I don't associate fitted with Free People.
Right.
So if it's a fitted style, oftentimes, unless it's from their athletic line, I will leave it behind. I still have Free People sales that really surprise me, like just how quickly they sell. I just recently listed a really nice, what did I get from Free People? That was, oh my gosh, my brain. I'm sorry. It's getting late. It's 10:20 now. Oh, that's what it was. I picked up like this tattered handkerchief, intimately mm-hmm. free. It's a dress, but they charged me for like a nightgown.
Oh,
so it was only $39, and the comps were really great. And I hit this one when I was at the Savers in Natick. I hit like this one section that had a bunch of size large tops that I picked up, and I've had like a really good sell through rate with those items. So yeah, I still grab it. Just run your comps.
There's also a place, Lori, that you have been to as well. That is local to us that has samples of Free People.
I haven't been there in so long.
Me neither, but I did sell, one of the sample pieces I did pick up. It was a duster, for $55. So
yeah, my sample pieces sold pretty well. I sold a little skirt from that sample sale for $40. And one of the things that like it, oh, they had these little runner shorts. Ooh. At that sample sale. One pair sold for $28, another pair sold for $35, and they sold fast. Mm. Think of like the Lululemon skirts,
yep.
but they're shorts, but they have that vibe to them. And then like a tunic. Two tunics from that sample sale. One sold for $64, one sold for $68. when I picked those things up, they sold so fast in the beginning. And I have a couple pieces that have lingered from, I need to go back there.
Yeah. I was thinking that the other day, I was like, I really need to go back. I haven't been in, oh God, months.
Yeah. Months. It's been a long time.
We might have to take a trip, Lori.
Huh?
So we might have to take a trip.
Yes. That would be really fun. And I think there's a Savers close by.
Yes, there is.
All right. We just have,
we have two more brands we're going to mention. Is there anything else you want to say about Free People before we go on?
No, I mean, Free People, I feel like is like beating a dead horse. I feel like every reseller has talked about Free People. So I hate even bringing it up, but I still love to sell it.
I like to sell select things of Free People, but it still does sell well. It still has a following. People like it. Pick it up. Why not?
Pick it up.
The next brand is Adidas. And I'm glad that Lori brought this up because I was trying to think of an athletic brand that people may bypass because everyone's looking for Lululemon and Gymshark and Girlfriend Collective and Aloe, you know, all these other brands that are out there. And I've sold quite a bit when it comes to Adidas. And I actually never even thought about it until I just looked it up now. I've sold 13 pieces, two are my own. But the rest were things that I picked up at the consignment store or, at Savers. So
I've sold 30 Adidas pieces and I had a very similar, feeling as you. I don't know where I talked about this before, but, I think I did a sell through rate video a long time ago, but it was one of those brands that I was so surprised when I looked it up and saw how many pieces had actually sold from the brand. I had one Stella McCartney hoodie that took me 2 years to sell and I could not believe it and it ended up selling for $30 and I relisted it. When I found it, it was one of those like moments where like I folded it and put it in the bottom of my cart and hid it because I didn't want anybody to know. It was like such a big deal 2 years ago when I found it. And yeah, it just sat forever. It was so disappointing. I do a lot of, I'm looking at a few Adidas. I sell a lot of Adidas sneakers.
Me too. So the sneakers that I sell by Adidas are the Stella McCartney sneakers and they have a really good return on them. I have a couple of hoodies I've sold. There was a jumpsuit that I sold as well for $50, but the majority of this is sneakers. And I will say when it comes to Adidas by Stella McCartney, I don't feel like the clothing sells well. I've ended up sending it to the RealReal and they sell it there because I just can't move it. But the sneakers I can sell. I did one retail arbitrage Adidas by Stella McCartney on the actual website. I had a RealReal credit because they hasn't been going on with Stella McCartney. And I had sent them in a Stella McCartney jacket of some sort that I found at Savers and they gave me $100 credit to shop on Stella McCartney's website. So I immediately thought, well, I can't afford anything that's like Stella McCartney's clothing. So I'm going to look at the Adidas section and see what I can find. And they had a pair of sneakers that were marked down. They were marked down to $125. I had $100 credit. I only paid $30 with shipping for the shoes and I sold them for $185. Like that's the best Adidas flip that I have. But that's that. And it was also retail arbitrage, but like that was a great way for me to be even introduced to the brand because I was still kind of new to reselling. So that really kind of intrigued me to look more at Adidas by Stella McCartney for sneakers anyway.
That is really cool.
Yeah.
Two of the best things I've sold from Adidas. One was Jay's from 1986, 1987. He had this very like Run DMC early rap sort of white. It snapped up and it had vertical, thick, like 3-inch vertical stripes in royal blue. And it had the trefoil.
It makes me think of my dad.
Oh my gosh. It was so classic. But I so remember
him. Man thing to wear.
Yeah, he had it forever. But it was like, I mean, I don't know, almost like a varsity looking jacket. Yeah. Anyways, it was my first Adidas sale on the platform when I was like pulling a few things from the house. It sold for $65. And then I found this this Adidas. It was Chile 62, which I believe was in Olympics.
Okay.
It's a Sherpa line trefoil jacket. And when I was running comps on it, they were like all in the UK. There were none for in the United States. And it was like I don't know if it was a leather jacket. I think it's like a vegan leather. It was like a brown. Anyways, this sold for $100 full asking price. And I have one Adidas piece that was a collab with somebody, but I don't have it listed under Adidas. Mm. And it was like neon yellow fleece. And those sold for $90. I think that was a direct sale, but I think Adidas does do some interesting collabs.
Yeah.
And I think they have some funky stuff, but their sneakers do pretty well for me. I've sold 9 pairs of sneakers from them. I often can find their sneakers retail arbitrage, pick them up for like $15, and then they'll flip between, you know, 50, 40, 35, like around that. So if I find a pair that I like, I will grab them. But yeah. Oh, somebody just added the Free People tattered shredded slip dress to their bundle. Yeah. Somebody had inquired about it after my video, so I told them I would list it. So I don't know if this is the person right now adding it to her bundle. Buy it, baby, buy it.
Yeah, please buy it. Thank you.
Okay, we got one more.
One more. And so much for guys. I don't even know why we say our episode, because it's just,
oh my God, I know. I'm like, we're fading fast.
Yeah.
But this is not a brand.
I've never sold this brand. So this is all you, Lori.
Okay. The brand is called Cupshe, and it's not like a very expensive brand. In fact, the first time I heard of this brand, I was shopping with our friend Jen Quinn, mm-hmm. the Savvy Outfitter, and she handed me a bathing suit, and it was new with tag. We were at the Goodwill in Boston, and she said, I don't have luck with this brand. And she said she doesn't sell, I don't know if she said she didn't sell plus size, or
she doesn't generally sell plus size. She doesn't have luck with it. It doesn't sell in her closet.
Okay, maybe that's what it was. So it was an extra large new with tag, and it only sold for $20, but it sold really fast. So what I think Cupshe is they have a lot of trendy style bathing suits, and I feel like they get a lot of attention, and they sell relatively quickly, but they're like that $20-$25 flip. Mm-hmm. But I've had 4 bathing suits, and 3 of them have sold, 20, 24, and 26 respectively. 2 of those were new with tag. So they're definitely not like a pricey flip, but if you can find them at the bins, I think that they have really beautiful styles. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to get one brand in for summer stuff. Yeah. When people are outsourcing, if they find like a Cupshe bathing suit, and I hope I'm saying that right.
I think it's Cupshe. I don't know.
Yeah. The pronunciation police are always on me on my YouTube videos. And usually I make my mistakes when I'm like exhausted, you know, you can't think
straight. What it is.
But anyways, it's just a really cute brand. I really love their styles. So that's all fast. And they're in that 20 to 30 price range that people are very willing to spend. I have found on Poshmark.
I think a lot of these brands that we mentioned, some of the general, I guess, price ranges are in that $20 to $35 range, but there are other brands we've mentioned that have a much higher average sale price. I don't think people realize could have, like Fossil, like LL Bean, like Zara, like Michael Kors. Like I think even Clark's, for example. I really just think it depends on the style. It depends on the fabric. It depends on does a celebrity wear it? I mean, so many things play into it. And you don't have to necessarily look at all of this when you're picking up items to sell. It really just depends on how you want to sell your clothes and what it is that you want to pick up. I like to look at that kind of stuff. It interests me. So
yeah. And I do want to give a little plug for my friend, Courtney over at Common Tag. She just put out a video today, 10 brands that she would pay up for. Mm-hmm. And there were like 3 that I had never heard of before. And one of them was Jenny Kane.
Never heard
and
of
oh my gosh, I went to the website and it's just like, it's like luxurious, maybe Everlane, but like,
okay,
when you're really wealthy, Everlane.
Yeah.
And they always have like a line for, they also have like a line for housewares and just these luxurious cashmere sweaters. And I just fell in love with it. Mm. And it's one of Courtney's favorite brands. And I just like, I feel like even this, I feel like we gave a lot of common mm-hmm. brands. But I found that her video was just really like brands, some I had just never even heard of. Like she mentioned Aviator Nation and yeah. certain ones that we've heard of before, but, I don't know. I haven't seen many brands recently that surprised me. Like, oh my gosh, how did I not know this brand? This is like amazing. You know, she mentioned Cezanne and stuff like that, but I mean, a few brands, I was like, really, it was really a good video. If you guys want to check it out for the other end. yeah, of like the high end.
There's a lot of amazing brands out there that I don't know, but I'm sure if I went down a, I don't know, fashion rabbit hole, I'm sure I could find a bunch of them. And I've probably bypassed them 100 times at thrift store, just not knowing what it is. It happens to all of us. Then we learn about it and then we're like, oh man,
I won't do that again. I won't do that. Shame on me.
Right. Right, guys. That's it this week. Hopefully that was fun and helpful.
I like chatting about brands.
I do too. I think other people do too. I think it's fun to hear what other people do well with and kind of compare where we are and what sells good for me and what sells good for you and the price points. And
yeah. And you know what, when Daniela does the post on Instagram, it would be really interesting if any of our listeners would want to just like kind of weigh in and let us know if you have luck with these brands, or like, don't mention these brands at all. Let us know what works for you.
Yeah.
And maybe leave a sleeper brand in the comments on our Instagram post. And then we can all kind of, you know,
maybe we can come out with a list. If everyone comments, we can come out with like a list that we can share.
Maybe that could be one of our handouts this month.
Yeah.
That could be fun. Yes, although you're working on that already.
Yeah, but we can do like one for just the listeners in general. Just like
list. That's true. That'd be great.
Do a little newsletter and send it out to everyone too. So yeah,
we'll see.
We will see how that goes. But if you guys want to give us feedback, that'd be great.
Yeah, I would love it. I would love it.
All right, guys. I hope you guys.
Thank you so much for joining us this week. You guys mean so much to us, and
we have so much fun
for everybody who tuned into our Patreon Zoom chat the other night. That was really fun.
It is. We actually kind of talked about this topic. So if you guys are listening, which we know you are, we kind of talked about this. And Lori and I were like, do we mention that we're doing an episode about this? Can we keep it a secret?
Well, it wasn't. I mean, I just think the conversation was flowing, but this came up and we were going to be like, oh, it's so funny that this we're talking about this because we're talking about it this week in our episode. But it was great. So. I know some of the people on that call have some sleeper brands that they love as well.
Absolutely. So we will talk to you guys next week. And till next time.
All right. Bye-bye. Thanks, everybody. Good night.
Hey, everyone. Thanks so much for listening to this week's episode. This is just a reminder that Thrifters Villa's Patreon is officially live. You can find us on patreon.com/thriftersvilla. It is just $5 a month where we're going to offer you bonus content, extra episodes, a free downloadable a month, and live events. So make sure to check us out there, and we will see you next week.